The Archbishop of Chicago and President of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, Cardinal Francis George, this week sent a letter to President-elect Barack Obama on behalf of all the bishops. The letter outlines the bishops' eagerness to work with the new administration and also cited areas of concern, including life and marriage issues, international affairs, and support for the work of faith-based initiatives. The spokesperson for the bishops' conference, Sister Marianne Walsh, told us more about the bishops' main concern.
The bishops look forward to working with the Obama administration to, you know, where there can be a meeting of the minds, where we have numerous social service organizations that we are happy to bring to assist in this country, and especially with the assistance of the government, and also to educate and to move the administration along the lines of, well, where the country is going. Support for unbridled abortion does not exist. And so that has to be emphasized over again. And I think that any thinking person looking at poll numbers recognizes that anything that would cut back on the gains that have been in legislation to protect life would be a major concern to the bishops.
Bishops mention international affairs. What is the primary concern?
Well, as you say, in the international area, there are many concerns. Certainly in the United States, there is a concern for a responsible transition in Iraq so that Iraq is also free of religious persecution. Bishops are concerned and look for an early, focused, and persistent leadership to bring an end to the violent conflict and a just peace in the Holy Land. As you mentioned, the bishops support investments that overcome poverty, hunger, and disease. The bishops want to be a voice for the poor and the vulnerable, not only in the United States, but around the world.
And that was the spokesperson for the U.S. Bishops' Conference, Sister Marianne Walsh, talking with Irene Lagan.